Texas leads the nation in executions, and 2 years ago, the Texas legislature found big problems in the state's death penalty system. It passed a law called the Fair Defense Act, which, among other things, set out to improve the legal counsel available to poor people accused of capital murder. But a new study says most of the state is not complying with the law. From Austin, Janet Heimlich reports.
The 86-page report was published by two nonprofit groups, the Equal Justice Center and Texas Defender Service. They looked at the state's 33 most active death penalty counties and found that only two are fully complying with the Fair Defense Act. Before the law went into effect, counties appointed attorneys with little death penalty experience and didn't pay them enough. Andrea Kylan is an attorney with Texas Defender Service.
The system in Texas was in vast need of improvement. And so those counties that are not fully complying need to immediately come into compliance because everyone should recognize the connection between poor representation and wrongful convictions and executions.
Kylan says none of the 254 counties have established performance standards for lawyers. Also, there's little consistency. She says some require attorneys to have tried two death penalty cases, others 15. And compensation is still a problem, with some counties paying lawyers as little as $200 a day. The report largely took its information from plans submitted by counties to the state's Task Force on Indigent Defense. Some counties got F grades for not submitting any plan at all, for example, Dallas County. But Judge John Ovard, who's the presiding judge of the first administrative judicial region that contains Dallas County, says it has such a plan.
Standards are very high for the attorneys to represent defendants charged with capital murder cases. They're set out in writing. There's a list that's published at the district clerk's office for anyone to take exception with it.
So why does the report not include that information? It turns out some counties submit plans to the Task Force on Indigent Defense and some do not. Jim Bethke, who heads the task force, says he doesn't require counties to do so because it's not stipulated in the Fair Defense Act. Bethke says he doesn't trust all the information in the critical report because the authors only looked at documents submitted to the task force.
I think if they had actually done additional research, had touched base with either members of my staff or task force members or the individual judges in those jurisdictions, I think the report could have been more accurate.
The report's authors say they did conduct some interviews. Furthermore, they say the Fair Defense Act does require most counties to submit plans on death penalty reform. Regardless, since some counties are not doing that, there's no central place for the information to be made available. It's another reason why critics say the system is still too fragmented. They want counties to put in place public defender systems. So far, none have done so. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.